This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Globally, more than 265,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19, while the number of confirmed cases approaches 3.8 million. The International Monetary Fund has approved requests for emergency pandemic aid from 50 of its 189 members for a total of about $18 billion and is continuing to work quickly through the remaining 50-plus requests, this according to IMF spokesman Jerry Rice. The IMF's executive board would consider a request from Egypt for both emergency financing and a standby lending arrangement on May 11th. Rice told reporters during an online briefing he did not name all the countries that still have requests pending, but in answers to questions said the fund's staff were currently considering requests from Sri Lanka, South Africa, and Zambia. In the United States, the death toll is over 73,000, with more than 1.2 million infections. The crisis in the U.S. has affected the pace of claims for unemployment compensation. They slowed marginally in the U.S. last week, but another 3.2 million still filed for the benefits as the coronavirus pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the world's largest economy. In all, 33.5 million U.S. workers have now filed for jobless compensation since the pandemic shut down huge sectors of the American commerce starting in mid-March, according to the U.S. Labor Department, including factories, shops, restaurants, white-collar offices, and sports leagues. The peak of the unemployment benefit claims may have come in late March, with 6.9 million workers filing for jobless compensations. This is VOA News.